This is KNBA News. I'm Jacqueline Estes. Alaskans head to the polls Tuesday to decide if their old system for taxing oil companies is better than the new one. Ballot measure number one asks voters if they want to reject the 2013 law that its supporters have dubbed the More Alaska Production Act. It replaced the production tax known as Alaska's Clear and Equitable Share, or ACES. Critics say ACES did give tax credits for investment, but also included a progressive surcharge that petroleum companies say ate too deeply into profits, discouraging new investment. Advocates for the referendum say the new law gives huge tax breaks to profitable oil companies at the expense of revenue that belongs to the people of Alaska. Voters will also decide which Republican candidate in a race for the U.S. Senate will face the incumbent, Democrat Mark Begich, in the November general election. Polls show former Attorney General Dan Sullivan leading Lieutenant Governor Mead Treadwell and Tea Party candidate Joe Miller. The underdogs in the race are hoping personal connections will make the difference against a well-financed front runner. Neither Treadwell nor Miller has raised the money Sullivan has, and they can't match the size of his campaign staff. Also, Sullivan's been running ads for months and has his own network of local volunteers. Treadwell is counting on his decades-long ties to the state and promises of support to prevail. Miller, who fell short in a 2010 Senate race, has retained a loyal following of backers. According to the independent company Public Policy Polling, the Republican primary race has tightened some over the last 3 months, but Sullivan maintains the lead with 35% of the vote compared to 29% for Mead Treadwell and 20% for Joe Miller. Treadwell has cut Sullivan's lead by 8 points since May, when the race stood at 40-26. Representative Don Young Sunday announced plans to marry. The 81-year-old introduced Anne Garland Walton as his fiancée at an Anchorage megachurch. Walton, a flight nurse from Fairbanks, said later no date has been set. A spokesman for Young said Walton is in her 70s. Young is a widower. His wife Lou died in 2009. Three Army units were inactivated Friday at Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson. The move is a result of changing priorities and fiscal belt tightening at the federal level. KSKA's Monica Gokey has more.
The 56th Engineer Company, 84th Engineer Supply Company, and the 240th Survey and Design Detachment have fought in every conflict since World War II. All three Army units had their colors cased at J-Bear, rendering them out of service until they're needed again.
Detachment are hereby inactivated.
Battalion Commander George Walter says seeing the units and their rich histories get shelved is bittersweet, but he also says it's a necessity.
These changes are designed to allow our Army to retain its adaptability and flexibility in order to address future and unknown challenges. As soldiers, we know it's really not a matter of if we go to war next, it is a matter of when we go to war next.
Army units come and go as the nation's conflicts change, but these three are being inactivated due to budget cuts. And calling the units inactivated doesn't mean soldiers will lose their jobs. Walter says most will be reshuffled within the Army.
Most of the great soldiers of the 84th, 56th, and 240th, who've elected through their individual career paths to continue serving, will be reassigned both here within Alaska and across our great Army.
At the national level, the Army is reducing its active force by about 15%, or 80,000 soldiers. In Alaska, the reduction numbers about 400 individuals, according to Army Alaska Media Chief John Pinnell.
J-Bear will lose roughly 800, but there will be a plus up of some at Fort Wainwright.
The cuts are small compared to what some other Army posts are experiencing. Elsewhere in the country, cuts are numbering in the thousands, Pinnell says.
We figure we're doing pretty well here in Alaska, getting by with the small number of cuts that we'll be taking, and it shows the importance of Alaska strategically for the military and the value that the Army puts on Alaska.
One more Army unit is slated for inactivation later this month. The 793rd Military Police Battalion will stand down after more than 70 years of service. The unit was a part of the Red Ball Express during World War II, an effort that supplied Allied forces in Europe from the beach at Normandy. In Anchorage, I'm Monica Gokey.
This is KNBA News. I'm Jacqueline Estes.